Keep up to date with the past on the 100 Years Ago Show with Mark Stein.
Fascism sweeps Italy. A military call-up in Russia. And she dillied, she dallied, but she will do so no longer. It's October 1922.
100 years from today.
News update. Fascists are on the march in Italy. Signor Mussolini's agitators descended on Bolzano in the formerly Austrian, now Italian, South Tyrol to demand the introduction of the Italian language in schools and public offices and on all signs and notices. Just 2 days later, the fascists now have total control of the region's largest city. The long-serving Julius Piratona, the German-speaking mayor who has been in office since 1895, that's 27 years, has been forcibly deposed and replaced by an Italian-speaking fascist functionary. The fascists are gobbling up other towns, including Trento, also formerly Habsburg, but seized by Italy just 3 years ago. How are the communists reacting to the rise of the fascists? In Rome, the Congress of the Italian Socialist Party has degenerated into fistfights over whether a communist revolution in Italy is still possible or even desirable. The rumours suggest the Socialist Party is about to fracture and splinter. The messy aftermath of the Great War continues. Representatives of the Allied powers and the newly victorious Turkey are meeting at Madania on the southern coast of the Sea of Marmara. So far, everything seems to be going the way of the Turkish commander, Mustafa Kemal. France and Great Britain have agreed to allow the Turks to have Thrace on condition that the Greeks be given 30 days to evacuate, during which Allied troops will occupy the region. Kemal Pasha will not get Constantinople, which is to be placed under joint control by the Allies. Meanwhile, on the ground, Turkish atrocities continue to mount. We reported last week on the capture of Greek Orthodox priests in Kidonis, including the Metropolitan Bishop Gregory. They were imprisoned and tortured and then taken to the outskirts of town where all the priests, including Metropolitan Gregory, were killed.
Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun? Not much money, oh, but money.
The Germans have plenty of money. The problem is it isn't worth anything. The mark continues to fall and is now down to less than 1/20th of an American penny and less than 1/55th of a British penny. The Republic of Lithuania has introduced its own currency, the litas, replacing the Ostmark and the Ostruble imposed on the territory during German occupation in the late war. The new currency is doing rather well, at least compared to the mark. It's even better news for Austrians. Under the new Geneva Protocol, in exchange for renouncing a political alliance with Germany, the Austrian government will be eligible for major loans from Great Britain, France, Italy, and Czechoslovakia. Speaking of Czechoslovakia, the still newish nation has a new prime minister. It's fifth in 4 years. Antonín Strela is credited with inventing the so-called Petka, the committee of five powerful leaders that has managed fractious inter-party difficulties in the new republic. He also coined their slogan, "We have agreed to agree." In Germany, the former foreign minister, Walter Simons, has been appointed as the chief judge of Germany's highest court, the Reichsgericht. In accordance with the results of the Carinthian plebiscite 2 years ago, exchanges of territory have been made between the Republic of Austria and the Kingdom of Serbs, Croats and Slovenes. Austria has ceded the area around Liefling to the Slovenes, and in return, the new Slav kingdom has ceded Rubstein and and Schentlorenz to Austria. Are you worried about Habsburg restoration? A lot of people in Central and Eastern Europe are. Following their treaties with Romania, Czechoslovakia and the Kingdom of Serbs, Croats and Slovenes have now signed mutual defence agreements backed by France. And thus, the so-called Little Entente is now complete.
I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. I brought him up to be my pride and joy. Who dares to place a musket on his shoulder to shoot the mother's darling boy? Let nations arbitrate their future troubles. It's time to lay the sword and gun away. There'd be no war today if mothers all would say, I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier.
You may not have raised your boy to be a soldier, but in Soviet Russia, he has no choice. The Bolsheviks have introduced conscription for all men upon reaching the age of 20. To the east of the Russian Soviet Republic lies the Far Eastern Republic. It now has a new prime minister, Pyotr Kobozev, whose principal task is to preside over his country's annexation by the Russian Republic. In Ireland, the provisional government of the incoming Irish Free State has offered an amnesty to all Republicans who surrender their weapons and cease all anti-Free State activity. They have until October the 15th to do so. After that date, the government will order the Free State Army to begin the mass arrest of Irish Republicans found with illegal weapons.
I think that a poem lovelier than free, a free whose hungry mouth is pressed upon the earth's bestowing breath. A free that knows a God, a
there is nothing lovely about a tree when it is ablaze, and that is what has been happening in the Canadian provinces of Ontario and Quebec. Forest fires have killed 43 people and burned 650 square miles of property, including the entire municipalities of Haileybury and North Cobalt, Charlton, Thornlow and Heaslip in Ontario, and Notre-Dame-du-Nord and Notre-Dame-des-Quinces in Quebec. Fortunately, rain and snow have fallen and put out the fires before they could spread further. In the United States, President Harding now has his own constabulary. America's chief executive has established the White House Police Force in order to protect the White House and the Executive Office Building, which is home to the Departments of State and War. Many regard it as the ugliest structure in Washington and therefore presumably in need of police protection. Under the leadership of General Pershing, there will now be a Reserve Officers Association for persons who were not career military but had service in the reserve units of the U.S. Army and U.S. Navy. Senator Thomas Watson of Georgia died on September 26th. The state's governor, Thomas Hardwick, has now announced his replacement, Rebecca Latimer Felton. That's right, a woman. Mrs. Felton is the 87-year-old widow of former Congressman William Felton, and she will be the first woman ever to sit as a United States Senator. Well, perhaps sit isn't quite the word. There are no scheduled sessions for the Senate before the special election later this month. So Governor Hardwick is urging President Harding to call a special session of Congress in order that Mrs. Felton or Senator Felton, can be sworn into office. Prohibition is now worldwide, at least if you have the misfortune to be on an American ship. At the direction of President Harding, the U.S. Attorney General Harry M. Doherty has ordered liquor off all American ships throughout the world. In addition, foreign vessels will be prohibited from carrying liquor while they are in American waters. We're all crazy for this current tune, so put your feet with me in motion. We'll roll along just like the ocean, because in my head I've got a notion you'll marry a dancing fool. But how big a dancing fool do you have to be to marry a Russian socialist? That's what the American dancer Isadora Duncan did when she wed the poet Sergei Yesenin. They were detained upon trying to enter the United States because authorities suspected they had come with the object of spreading Bolshevik propaganda. After 24 hours in detention at Ellis Island, they have now been permitted to enter the country.
Wait till you get them up in the air, boys. Wait till you get them up in the air. You can make them hug and squeeze you too. Or if they don't, just say you won't come down until they do. So wait till you get them up in the clouds, boys. There won't be anyone to watch you there. When you get her way up high, have all the fun you can. There never was a girl who'd fall that far for any man. So wait till you get them up in the air, boys. Up, 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 way up in the air.
Wait till you get Lillian Gatlin up in the air, boys. She won't come down until she's flown across the country. Miss Gatlin left San Francisco as a passenger in a de Havilland 400 horsepower machine, piloted by Elmer Lenhart, made 9 stops and eventually arrived at Curtis Field near Mineola, New York, to claim her title as the first woman ever to cross the continental United States by airplane. She did so in support of her campaign to have March the 2nd made an annual holiday to mourn the deaths of American flyers.
Wait till you get them up in the air, boys. Up, 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 way up in the air.
Wait till you get John McCready and Oakley Kelly up in the air, boys. Those two U.S. Army pilots have set a new flight record by staying up in the air for almost 1.5 days. They eventually landed at Rockwell Field near San Diego, California, 35 hours and 18 minutes after they had gone up from the same airfield before 6 the previous morning. Mrs. McCready and Kelly spent their day and a half circling San Diego in a Fokker T2 monoplane and had enough fuel to stay aloft longer, but chose to land before sunset. They beat the previous record of 26 hours by over 9 hours.
Love her by radio. You will find it radio. If you want to reach your heart's desire, you won't have to send her word by wire. You never buy her. Love her by radio. Even when you're all alone, think of all the fun that they can have both night and day, listening in to what the lovey-doveys have to say. I'll bet the things they hear would make a bachelor's hair turn gray when you love her by the radio phone. Love her by radio.
You can now love her by radio in New Zealand. The British Dominion has its first station. Radio Dunedin is on the air and will broadcast every Tuesday and Friday evening from the Technical School building in Moray Place. In sports news, the New York Giants have defeated the New York Yankees to win their second straight World Series, 4-0 with 1 tie. It's the tie everyone will remember. The umpire, George Hildebrand, called the game due to darkness at 4:43 p.m., even though another 50 minutes of daylight remained. Hundreds of fans at the polo grounds surrounded the box of Baseball Commissioner Kennesaw Mountain Landis, hooting and jeering at the decision. Later that evening, after a hasty conference with the owners of both ball clubs, Mr. Landis announced that the entire $120,554 in gate receipts would be donated to disabled soldiers and sailors and to various New York charities. Only two other World Series in 1907 and 1912 have ever had games end in a tie, and the fans do not like it.
I never was the one to go and stink myself. If I like the thing, I like it, and that's enough. But there's lots of people say that if you like the thing a lot, it'll grow on you and all that sort of stuff. Now, I like me proper stout as well as anyone. But stout, you know, supposed to make you fat. Oh, and there's many a lardy-dardy madam wouldn't dare to touch it, because it might spoil her figure, the finish, yes. Now, I always have it, if you fancy it. If you fancy it, that's understood. And suppose it makes you fat, I don't worry over that.
A little of what you fancy does you good, and a lot of Murray Lloyd did all of us good.
As I take my morning promenade, quite a pleasant hard on the promenade. Now I don't mind nice boys staring hard, if it satisfies their desire. Do you think my dress is a little bit, just a little bit, and not too much of it? If it shows my shape just a little bit, that's a little bit more than fire.
The Queen of the English Music Hall gave us so many unforgettable songs. I'm One of the Ruins that Cromwell Knocked About a Bit. The Boy I Love is up in the gallery. My Old Man said, follow the van and don't dilly-dally on the way. She dillied, she dallied, she dallied, she dillied, but she will do so no more. After a long period of obvious physical decline, Murray Lloyd was taken ill on stage at the Alhambra and returned to her dressing room, where she was later found crippled up with stomach pains. She went home and died. A great artist has left the stage at the age of 52.
And I always go with everything if you fancy it. Get on with it. Don't waste no time. And while you young couples spoon, I'll be on my honeymoon. Well, the little of what you fancy does you good.
And that's The Way of the World, October 1922.
100 years from today, 100 years from today.
The 100 Years Ago Show is a production of Markstein Enterprises and O'Kill Media. All rights reserved.